CD 1 track 19.
Monica, what advice would you give to young people who are now making decisions about their future careers? What will help them to get a job in the future?
Some time ago, I tell young people to study law or economy. Perhaps psychology, but it's different now. Today's money-making professions, such as lawyers or mass media experts, definitely won't stay the best-paid jobs. So these days, I encourage young people to choose a career which will earn them money in the future.
So a trendy job like a social media consultant won't be so popular in the future?
According to futurologists, it won't. Instead, there'll be other fashionable professions connected with the use of technology. But not only that, the most needed jobs will actually be linked to our aging population.
Such as?
Someone like an elderly well-being consultant will surely find work. This person will mainly specialize in looking after the health of senior citizens. Also, anyone who knows how to entertain people over 60 years old will be welcome. This age group is as active as teenagers these days.
Any other new professions?
An avatar manager who will be responsible for managing your virtual you.
Wow, so IT skills will matter the most, won't they?
Not exactly. Because everybody will have IT skills, people will have to show some other skills to become employed. We call them hyperhuman talents, jobs which computers can't perform, such as live entertainment, sport, caring for others, or leadership.
Will any jobs stay the same?
I'm sure some professions will always stay the same, especially tax collectors and undertakers, because life and death will still go on.
Great. What a conclusion.